Edinburgh to Dundee on two wheels. It's the Fife Ride Bike Ride. We kicked off with a tumble. Steve got his wheels caught in the new tram lines at Haymarket and went flying. It's not much easier away from the tram lines either, because Edinburgh's got so many cobbles. They're lovely to look at, just a bit dodgy on a bike. There's a really nice route to Leith along the old waterway, and that the coast at Portobello's got a quaint charm about it. Check out the old swimming baths with ornate tiling and viewing balcony. You want to wear a Victorian bathing suit to feel at home here. Cycle Route 1 into Edinburgh has a spooky long tunnel under Arthur's Seat, and it's dramatic riding into it at dusk when you can barely see the other end. Ooh-er misses. Our route to the Forth Bridges was into the wind, through Dalmeaty Park, past the old stately home. And in mid-September, the rowan trees are heavy with red berries and it's time to harvest rose hips and blackberries absolutely everywhere. The constant glimpses of the Firth of Forth encouraged us to dip our wheels into the sea on both sides, Dalmeaty and St Monan's Harbour. Now, there's no reason for this. It just feels like the thing to do when you're going along such a spectacular coastline. Nothing, absolutely nothing, prepares you for the first sight of the greatest bridge in the world. Not Sydney, not New York, but the Forth Rail Bridge in Scotland, with its three great cantilevers, the 120-something-year-old bridge, newly painted to last at least 25 or maybe even 40 years. And I tell you what, I can't wait for the chance to climb it, if and when they introduce that as a tourist attraction, along with the viewing platform they're talking about at the moment. Cycling over the 50-year-old road bridge, soon to have a twin, was a little bit nervy. The cycle footpath is sort of bolted onto the side and it's constantly juddering because of the passing traffic. You don't really notice it until you stop for a photo in the middle. And then, whoa! And then when you come off it on the north side, the gusts of wind makes the bike wobble and shake, and it's a hair-raising ride downhill. And now you're into the modestly titled Kingdom of Fife. And there are various cycle routes through it. There's National Cycle Route 1, which goes from Dover to the Shetlands. Route 76 follows much of the Fife coastal path. And then there are some Kingdom of Fife routes too. You sort of expect them to have measurements that say East Fife 4, 4 Far Fife. Did I say that right? Hey, let's crack on. You pass through some great industrial heritage, like the old linoleum factories in Kirkcaldy or old coal pits near Methil. Ooh. Along the East Nuke. What's that? The East Nuke of Fife. You know, the little corner bit that pokes out. I had to get this explained to me, by the way. So, along the East Nuke, there's a fishing fleet still in Pitt and Weem, and little harbours, collecting lobsters and doing trips to the island. And for the next year or so, until it closes, RAF Lucas Airfield, where the typhoons roared off each day to join the warships on minesweeping exercises in the Forth. Nowadays, Fife's big on golf. Well, tourism and golf. St Andrews is the home of golf, and with all the other great links courses as well, you could play golf all day. So it's a popular place for second homes along the coast. Unless, of course, you're the government. In which case, there's Scotland's massive secret bunker, which you can go into and you can explore how and where they would have operated in case of a nuclear war. It's very odd. It's right in the middle of a field. On top of it is a farmhouse to disguise it. But just so you don't miss it, there's a couple of tanks. Oh, and a little dovecot as well, just to show we're not at war. Now, are you getting hungry? Good, because the food in Fife is delicious. Have some battered prawns, or carrot and orange soup for lunch. At breakfast, try the white pudding, kippers, tatty scones. A millionaire's shortbread with thick caramel for a wee snack is an absolute yummy. Not forgetting, of course, a bag of bright green sewer plumes to help us pedal along our way. We stayed in some great places. the Bonham Hotel in Edinburgh's fashionable Drumhew Gardens, the old railway station guest house outside St Andrews, complete with railway carriage, breakfast even on the platform. And then there's the Crusoe Hotel, dedicated to Lower Largo's Alexander Selkirk, which looks and feels inside like an old sailing ship. Among our adventures, we had a bit of fun recreating Chariots of Fire on St Andrew's Beach. Steve took the pictures. Guess who did the running? We discovered Shackleton and Scott's ship, Discovery, at Dundee's waterfront. It's a must-see and explore boat. But we didn't really enjoy getting stuck in the sandy track by the London Links golf course at Leven. That was a mistake, actually, taking that shortcut. Should have gone by the road. Among our highlights, I think I was surprised to see lots of midsummer flowers coming into bloom in September. We loved riding through the huge, tense-mewy forest with the smell of pine trees and thick ground cover of prehistoric ferns. Don't miss Aberdour's award-winning floral railway station. The station master just loves flowers. He's got a greenhouse on the platform. Do see the Burnt Island Bowls Club, where the ladies look as well turned out and nearly as old as the clubhouse. Ely's got a museum display in a bus shelter. Wow! Don't forget to see the full moon rising over the Bass Rock. And best of all, look out for the brilliant cast iron signposts that are there in the long grass at the curbsides. You actually have to stop and get off your bike to read what it says on them, though. They've got directions either left or right, or they're very precise down to the distance to the next village. One of them said, it's 1 5/8 of a mile. Wow! I love the look of Fife sandstone and painted houses, red-tiled roofs, stepped gable ends in stone, towers and witches' hat spires on the churches and the posh houses. And then there's the Fife sky. I don't know, it seems bigger and brighter than other skies. And the light is different somehow. It's an artist's light. And the images I've collected to paint, well, they're masses. I think, though, at the end, it's people that make the difference everywhere you go, isn't it? So a big thank you to Jay in the bike shop, who did a few vital adjustments with a smile and made the ride so much safer. And the curator at Kirkcaldy Art Gallery, so proud of the great collection and eager to share it with us. And Sandy, the lobster fisherman in Crail. Have you had a good day, Sandy? Oh, no, never a good day when you're fishing. We recommend the Fife Fight Ride. It's a fine wee ride.